SRN News. I'm John Scott. There is still no word on the condition of five soldiers who were shot at Fort Stewart in Georgia. The shooter in custody. There is a news conference scheduled for 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Important talks in Estonia were held earlier.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has held talks Wednesday with President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff right before a Friday White House deadline for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine or potentially face economic penalties that could also hit countries buying Russia's oil.
Correspondent Donna Warder. President Trump making an important announcement from the White House later regarding a new $600 billion investment in domestic manufacturing by Apple Computer. The White House calling this announcement with Apple a win for the U.S. manufacturing industry. President Trump supports the redrawing of congressional maps in Texas, but not all Republicans are on board. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
The president says Democrats do redistricting, so the Republicans should too.
Yeah, they'll do it anyway. Why, if we stop over there, they would have done it anyway.
But several House Republicans are voicing their opposition. Axios reports that GOP lawmakers Kevin Kiley of California and Mike Lawler of New York want to ban mid-decade redistricting in all states. Representative Nicole Malliotakis of New York said it's wrong for either party to do it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Gifford Fire, which started last week off the central coast in California, has now grown to nearly 84,000 acres, making it the largest blaze the state has seen so far this year. The fire just 9% contained. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 130 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 250. This is SRN News. Runners are preparing to spread the pro-life message.
From September 5th through October 25th, small groups of people will run along public streets from coast to coast in the U.S. wearing shirts that proclaim the message, Remember the Unborn. It's the brainchild of Dr. Patrick Castle, the founder of Life Runners. Participants will run 5K legs beginning in California, New York, Texas, and North Dakota, and converging on a single point in the middle of the country, tracing a cross over the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court may take up another religious freedom case. In 2015, when two Christian schools in Florida made it to the state football championships, the High School Athletic Association barred those teams from conducting a joint prayer over the loudspeaker at the stadium before kickoff. A lawsuit resulted, and it has been percolating in the courts now for years. Legal experts say the High Court is likely to take that case. This is SRN News. Republican U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn has made the announcement she's entering the Tennessee governor's race in 2026. The second-term senator's announcement sets up a primary clash with U.S. Representative John Rose. That state has heavily favored Republicans in recent elections. President Trump surveys a new construction at the White House from the roof of the building.
Late Tuesday morning, President Trump emerged from a door connected to the state dining room and stepped onto the roof above the press briefing room and West Colonnade at Walls of Rose Garden. He spent nearly 20 minutes surveying the rooftop and the grounds below, including a newly paved makeover of the Rose Garden. Reporters, tipped off by the out-of-the-ordinary positioning of snipers above the Oval Office, shouted questions from below. One called out, "Sir, why are you on the roof?" Mr. Trump shouted back, "Taking a little walk. It's good for your health." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.